Gabe should get out of bed and demand to know what the hell was going on. How many times had he tried to stem the tide of loneliness with a one-night stand, only to wake up the next morning more empty than he'd been before? But before he could disentangle their bodies, she ran her hand down his chest, her fingertips dancing along the edge of the suddenly not thick enough sheet. Gabe bit back a groan. To hell with it. He couldn't forget her name the morning after if he didn't know what it was to begin with, right? She could chase away the bitter cold inside him for a little while. He'd deal with the consequences tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Christ, his voice was so roughed up from sleep that it barely sounded like his own. Her little sigh seemed to roll through his entire body. Gabe found himself holding his breath as he waited for her answer. When she spoke, it was so soft he almost missed the words.
I'm sure.
Working in his nightclubs, he spent a lot of time around bartenders and brassy dames, chicks who knew what they wanted and didn't hesitate to go after it. He liked how different this woman was, how she trembled against him when her arms wound around his neck, how her tongue darted out, so damn tentative, and traced his bottom lip. He opened to her, and his first taste, all peppermint and woman, made his head spin. It felt clean, innocent, perfect. He wasn't exactly a magnet for innocent girls, not with the tats covering so much of his upper body and crawling up his neck. They took one look at him and decided he wasn't the knight in shining armor type. They were right. But maybe he wanted to be. Gabe shut off that nagging part of his brain and let himself enjoy this new experience. Her hand trailed up his chest, pausing over his pecs before finally cupping his jaw. Each touch was light and almost treasuring. It burned through Gabe, and his body instantly jumped to attention, demanding he do more than...